Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. Don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm glad to have this next guest on the line with me. I know him as Coach. He is the Deputy Superintendent of Decatur City Schools, Operations, and Student Services. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Coach Dwight Satterfield.
Well, thank you, Mark. Good to hear from you. As I told you earlier, being one of my former players, I always consider you one of my kids, and proud to see the things that you've accomplished in your career and the service that you're providing to the community in North Alabama. Proud of you.
Well, thank you, Coach. And I have a deep respect for you as well. And of course, I would love to just be talking about the good old days, kicking a football and you coaching Lauderdale County baseball, but we have something else to talk about. And I want other kids to be encouraged and not be misled by their surroundings or social media. And so we're talking about a TikTok challenge that's been made, and it's across the country right now, where kids are being tempted to vandalize school property and then celebrate what they've done.
It is a fad, and we see fads like this ever so often. You know, in this particular situation, the fad is not only involving theft, destruction of school property, vandalism, and things of that nature. You know, it's getting into almost the point of criminal mischief.
And I know that there are parents out there right now who may be listening and hearing this for the first time, that there's any challenge like this. And I know that if a parent's not necessarily on top of the kids' social media accounts, they may not be aware of the newest trends. And so what I want to do right now is for parents and caretakers that has a young person in their house to basically be equipped to know how to approach this situation and to address it with their young person to let them know how serious this can be.
It is. Not only are the ones that we're dealing with going to face school discipline, you know, some of the situations could result in criminal mischief charges in the legal system. They need to be aware of this trend, monitor social media, because what they don't realize, you know, there's very few number of students actually involved. You're talking in the school system the size of Decatur, probably, you know, we're dealing with 8,800 or so students. You know, we're probably going to have less than 20, 25 students involved in this, but the glamorization of it, others sharing it, liking it, that adds fuel to the fire. And that causes that next person that does decide to make that poor choice to try to maybe up the ante. And with the social media aspect of it, they gain followers. So they're tempted to do things to get more notoriety or more followers. When they get that, some even make it a business enterprise because they get small amount of payments based upon the followers they have. So parents need to be aware, hey, what might look as funny or cute or kind of innocent is encouraging others to go over the top and to get things for likes to their page or followers on their account. And by glamorizing that, it's feeding the frenzy.
I tell you, Coach, there's times when I think about what I'm trying to do with the Mark White Show to recognize people who are making a difference, to show positive things in our community, to show where people can come together. And then I feel like when these sort of things come my way, and I know I don't have a lot of young people that necessarily listen to the Mark White Show, but I do recognize these young people who are making a difference. And it's very disappointing when something like this comes our way and it's counterproductive to what I feel I'm trying to do by making a difference in the community in a positive way.
It is, and again, a lot of the things they start as really innocent, and they're funny. People chuckle at them, but what you don't realize is you're feeding that behavior, and because the whole way the system is set up with getting likes, getting followers, possibly even getting paid, getting some notoriety of it to make that national splash, hey, can I get my dance? Can I get this deviant lick out there? And people say, you know, what is a deviant lick? Deviant, obviously, is the bad behavior. The lick is slang for stealing or taking property. And, you know, in these situations, what we're seeing, the deviant lick challenge is really based towards schools. You see it other areas, restaurants and things like that, but it's really being done at school in terms to see what they can get away with. The vandalism that's happening is happening in places where, you know, cameras are not set up, restrooms, locker rooms, stairwells where fire apparatuses and things like that may be, places where there are not a lot of eyes and places that have limited ability to have security features added. So, and usually it involves smaller things. We've had fire extinguishers come up missing in the last couple of days and things like that. You know, people don't realize a fire extinguisher, that thing's innocent enough. A fire extinguisher in most schools to replace that is $100. If you tear a soap dispenser off the wall, you're talking maintenance coming in, reset that, replacing the soap dispenser or paper towel dispenser, something like that. You know, then we're in $150, $175 when you include the manpower and labor to restore the situation.
I know in your role with Decatur City Schools, safety is your number one priority, safety for all who are part of the school system. And I've watched as you've done your work, there are various challenges, and this just adds a new wrinkle, if you will, to your job.
It does. I'm fortunate that I've been in this business a while, and I'm connected across the state, and I get information and work with other task force of educators in the State Department, and we share trends and we share how we're handling things. I'm fortunate to serve both on the Attorney General's task force, the Governor Ivey's Safe Schools task force, and things like that. So we share information constantly about what's going on, about school safety, about trends that are going on, not only in the state of Alabama, but nationally. And we talk about how we can help each other. You know, and the biggest thing here is recognition that this is beyond just the normal prank, you know, that people pull sometimes. That's cute and funny, but it ends up affecting others. This is getting into behavior that is deviant in nature, thus the name of it being a deviant lick. Decatur City Schools, we put out a PSA. I know my superintendent, my boss, talked to me. He had several other superintendents in the area. We're in a kind of a group me, a message service. We can share information, and you know, and they wanted a copy of it. They liked how we approached it, and basically, we just took the approach of notifying the parents and telling them what the task is in the deviant challenge. That you know, when they're asked to do these things, basically, it boils down to they're asking to vandalize, they're asking to steal something, they're asking to damage public property. And that can lead to criminal mischief. You know, the last thing we want to do as educators is discipline and file charges on students, and that's not our goal. So we wanted to get the message out there quick today after we've seen about a day of this that, hey, we're gonna handle this accordingly. We're asking for the assistance of the parents and the community to talk to their students that this is not acceptable behavior, and that includes acceptable behavior of glamorizing or liking or following the individuals that do this. If you don't have a following, there's really no reward in fulfilling the deviant lick challenge.
Right now, we're talking to Dwight Satterfield. He's Deputy Superintendent of Decatur City Schools, Director of Operations and Student Services. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I really, Coach, want to put the parents' hat on. Maybe there's some parents out there who are wondering what they can do to try to sit down with their child and talk about this, talk to their young person about this. If you'll stick with me, let's talk about that when we come back.
Sounds great, Mark.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about the TikTok deviant lick. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at almhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you could join us, as I have a very special guest, someone I've known since I was back in high school at Lauderdale County. I knew him as Coach Dwight Satterfield. He is now the Deputy Superintendent of Decatur City Schools, Director of Operations and Student Services. I have brought him on the show today to talk about this TikTok deviant lick. Now, if you're a parent, a caretaker, you may have not heard about this yet, but I wanted to bring this to your attention. I feel it's that important. I want your young person to be successful in this life. I want them to get on a good path. I don't want them to be in trouble with the school or the legal system. So that's why I brought Coach Satterfield on the line with me right now to try to lay out maybe some possibilities too as you talk to your young person and try to engage with them to encourage them not to participate. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Coach.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the message that you're trying to bring here. You know, what we ask parents to do is sit down, talk to your young person about what they're viewing, what's trending, okay? And trending simply means what's popular, what's prevalent in front of them right now. These videos with the TikTok deviant challenge are usually anywhere from 3 seconds to 30 seconds in length. They're very quick. Talk about what they're seeing. Talk about why it's not appropriate. Talk about consequences. Talk about how glamorizing these type of things encourages people to do it. It also minimizes, because of the slang name that is given, the terminology, the hip name that's given deviant lick, it also minimizes what it really is. I don't think if it was called stealing from your school or vandalizing your school, you wouldn't get very many likes and posts.
Exactly.
But because it has this cute name to it, parents may just they may just bypass it, not knowing what it is. So take a minute when your students talk about these things that are trending in front of them. Exactly what this, what's going on? Show it to me and observe it to them and talk to them about what they're seeing. Social media is especially a phone, and I'm not one to say that young folks shouldn't have phone. I think that the times have changed. I think phones are a part of everyday life, but the phones and the apps are nothing more than a connectivity point to what's happening around the world. It's really used more than our computers or our laptops, our desktop computers and our laptop. And they just really need to be aware of what they're seeing, what they're following, what's being glamorized in front of them. You know, we talk about deviant lick. There's a lot of school systems that have joined, or several school systems in Alabama, something that we've looked at, Juuling. You know, Juuling is a brand name for a company that has had a lawsuit filed against them for their advertising and marketing geared towards our young individuals to sell and to publicize the vaping trend, the, you know, the smokeless, the alternative to tobacco, which is chemicals that are, you know, being put in their body that can be harmful. And it's a well-known fact that early on in their campaign that they marketed towards our young people. When you market someone 17 and 18 years old, you're really marketing 5 years younger. So it's important for our parents and guardians and our community in general to understand what things are trending, what's being put in front of our young people, and talk to them about the consequences of not only participating or joining these activities, but by supporting on whatever platform it is, the acts that are happening.
You've already addressed it, Coach, but when these companies or a TikTok individual influencer posts, what they post seems harmless, as you mentioned in the PSA, but it's already cost Decatur City Schools, speaking specifically about where you are, hours of tracking down items that have been removed from the school, as well as making maintenance repairs to their facilities. Vandalism, stealing, and acts of disorderly nature are all against the code of student conduct and can also be illegal in many situations. And as I mentioned, we want to keep young people out of trouble. I want to recognize them for good things they're doing. I'm going to keep doing that. And I know there's great kids out there, and you talked about the small percentage getting involved, but we just don't want that young person that's on the fence to get on the wrong side of the fence and make a poor decision that can ultimately affect them down the road.
That's right. And I hate the timing on this, because yesterday Decatur City Schools, like many school systems across Alabama and across the nation, they released their students that are being considered for national merit finalists. And school systems all over North Alabama and state and the nation, you know, have started putting out publicity about the fine accomplishments and the academic achievements of a lot of these students that have hundreds to millions of dollars of scholarships that they're competing for, and the good work that they have done in their school system. And I'm afraid things like what we're seeing with the Deviant Lick is overshadowing the good accomplishments of these students.
If we haven't reached anyone with this message, I'm going to be surprised. But I imagine that there are parents and caretakers out there right now who are beginning to understand what's going on, and now they have some tools in front of them to say, okay, I know what's going on right now at school. I know that there is a temptation here, and I don't want you to get into trouble, and I don't want you to get involved in things that will get you in trouble. So we've laid this out pretty well, Coach, and I hope that it has helped somebody today.
Well, Mark, thank you. Thank you for the service you bring to the community, and thank you for just who you are. I know you have a great heart. As I said earlier, you will always be one of my boys, my players from the early 90s, which starts dating myself. I don't care how old you are, you'll always be one of my boys, and I love you, and I love following what you're doing in the community, and like see what's going on with your family. I know you're a place kicker, but you sure outpunted your coverage with your wife. So, you know, it's always great to hear from you, and you have my number. And anytime you need me, you know that I'm here. And again, we just appreciate what you're doing in the community.
I appreciate you, Coach.
Again, great to hear from you, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Coach. Folks, I hope you've been encouraged by this message. That was Coach Dwight Satterfield. I call him Coach, Mr. Dwight Satterfield. He is the Deputy Superintendent of Decatur City Schools. I hope that this message will reach your young person to encourage them not to get involved with this TikTok deviant lick. Again, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast on all the podcast platforms. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, y'all. This is Wiggles with Wiggles World in Texas. And I just wanted to remind y'all, no matter what age you are, you can always make a difference. A little smile can brighten up anybody's day no matter what. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.